Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into something really fascinating and a little bit complicated, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, it's definitely complex, but stick with us because this research is actually pretty groundbreaking. We're talking about aging, DNA methylation, and, wait for it, how all of this connects to cancer.
Right. So this study comes from a team led by Francesco Neri and colleagues, published in Nature Aging. And they're looking at something called epigenetic drift.
Epigenetic drift. Okay, so let's break that down for folks who might not be familiar. We're not talking about changes in the DNA sequence itself, right? This is about how genes get turned on or off.
Exactly. Think of it like bookmarks in your genetic instruction manual. DNA methylation is one way cells mark certain genes to silence them. And as we age, these marks change in patterns that researchers call drift.
And what's really interesting here is that the researchers found a specific drift pattern in the intestine that's shared between aging and colon cancer. They're calling it the ACCA drift. That stands for Aging and Colon Cancer Associated DNA Methylation Drift.
Which is kind of a mouthful, but it's actually super important because it suggests that some of the epigenetic changes that happen naturally as we age might actually be setting the stage for cancer later on.
So, they analyzed DNA methylation data from both healthy and cancerous human colon samples, and they found this conserved pattern. But here's where it gets really cool. They also found it in mice.
Right, which means this isn't just some random human thing. It's a conserved biological process. And get this, they traced it back to intestinal stem cells.
Stem cells. So these are the cells that constantly renew the intestinal lining. The researchers showed that the drift originates there and then spreads through normal tissue renewal processes.
Yeah, and one of the mechanisms they identified is something called crypt fission. Basically, intestinal crypts, which are like little pockets where stem cells live. They can split and form new crypts. And when that happens, they carry their epigenetic patterns with them.
So it's like, if one stem cell develops this drift pattern, it can spread to neighboring areas through this normal biological process. That's fascinating, and a little concerning, honestly.
Definitely. But here's where the mechanistic part gets really interesting. The researchers wanted to know what actually causes this drift, and they found it's linked to iron metabolism.
Iron metabolism? Okay, I did not see that coming. How does iron relate to DNA methylation?
So it turns out that as intestinal cells age, they show reduced expression of the transferrin receptor. That's what brings iron into cells, and increased expression of ferroportin, which exports iron. The result? Less available iron inside the cells.
And iron is important because?
Because iron is a cofactor for TET enzymes. These are the enzymes responsible for removing DNA methylation marks. Without enough iron, TET enzymes can't work properly, and methylation accumulates.
Wow, so it's like a chain reaction. Aging leads to disrupted iron metabolism, which impairs TET enzymes, which causes DNA hypermethylation, which could eventually contribute to cancer development.
Exactly. And they actually tested this experimentally when they treated organoids, which are like mini intestines grown in a dish, with iron chelators that remove iron. They saw increased methylation. And when they boosted iron availability, methylation decreased.
That's pretty compelling evidence. So what about the Wnt signaling pathway? I noticed that came up in the study too.
Good catch. Yeah, they found that Wnt signaling, which is crucial for intestinal stem cell maintenance, actually modulates this whole process. When Wnt signaling is reduced, which happens during aging, it contributes to the iron metabolism problems.
And Wnt signaling is already known to be dysregulated in colon cancer, right? So this is all connecting together.
Absolutely. They also looked at inflammation, which is another hallmark of aging. They found that interferon gamma, an inflammatory signal, disrupts iron homeostasis. But, and this is cool, supplementing with Wnt factors could actually rescue that disruption.
So there might be therapeutic potential here? Like, could we prevent this drift by targeting iron metabolism or Wnt signaling?
That's certainly what the research suggests as a possibility. They showed that re-expressing the transferrin receptor in aged intestinal organoids restored TET activity and reduced methylation. So in principle, yes, these could be intervention points.
One thing I found really interesting was their single crypt analysis. They isolated individual crypts and looked at their methylation patterns and found a lot of heterogeneity.
Yeah, that was a clever approach. They found that while individual CPG sites, those are the specific locations where methylation occurs, showed variable patterns, when you looked at the gene level, there was more consistency, which suggests this isn't just random noise.
Right, it's organized in some way, and they used this cool confetti mouse model where different crypts are labeled with different fluorescent colors so they could track which crypts came from the same ancestor.
That experiment was really elegant. They found that crypts with higher methylation drift were actually more likely to expand through fission. So there's positive selection for these epigenetically drifted cells.
Which is kind of alarming when you think about it. The cells that have accumulated these cancer-associated changes are the ones that are spreading more.
Exactly. And this helps explain why cancer risk increases with age. You're not just accumulating mutations over time. You're also accumulating these epigenetic changes that create a more permissive environment for transformation.
So what about the connection to cancer itself? They found this drift in colon cancer samples. But was it in all types?
They found it was strongly enriched in all colon cancer types, not just the CIMP-positive ones. CIMP is a different methylation phenomenon that only affects a subset of colon cancers. This ACCA drift is much more widespread.
And they also looked at other cancer types from the digestive system, right?
Yeah. They saw enrichment in esophageal cancer and head and neck cancers too, suggesting this might be a general feature of digestive system cancers. Though it seems to be specific to that system, they didn't see it in brain or skin cancers, for example.
That tissue specificity is interesting. I wonder what makes the intestine particularly susceptible to this type of drift.
Well, the intestine has one of the fastest cell turnover rates in the body. The entire lining renews every few days. So there's constant stem cell division and differentiation, which might make it more vulnerable to these epigenetic changes accumulating and spreading.
That makes sense. And they also mentioned that this drift isn't driven by cell division itself, which was surprising to me.
Right. They tested that by culturing organoids with reduced growth factors, which slowed down cell division. But the methylation drift didn't decrease. In some cases, it actually increased, so it's not a replication-dependent process.
Which points back to that TET enzyme dysfunction being the main driver, rather than errors during DNA replication.
Exactly. And that's actually good news in a way, because it means this is potentially modifiable through metabolic interventions, rather than just trying to prevent cell division.
So, looking at the bigger picture here, what do you think are the main takeaways from this study?
I think there are a few key points. First, they've identified a specific epigenetic signature that links normal aging to cancer development in the intestine. Second, they've traced this back to a concrete mechanism involving iron metabolism and TET enzyme function. And third, they've shown how it spreads through normal tissue maintenance processes.
And importantly, they've shown this is conserved between humans and mice, which means we can study it in animal models and potentially develop interventions.
Right. Though they do acknowledge some limitations, like most of the functional experiments were done in mice, so we need to validate these mechanisms in human systems. And they haven't directly shown that this drift causes cancer, just that it's associated with it.
Fair point. But it's still a pretty significant advance in understanding how aging predisposes us to cancer at the molecular level.
Absolutely. And I think what's really elegant about this study is how they connected multiple levels of analysis, from genome-wide methylation patterns down to single crypts, from mouse models to human cancer samples, from descriptive findings to mechanistic experiments.
Yeah, it's a really thorough piece of work. And the confetti mouse experiments were particularly clever for tracking clonal expansion.
Those were great. And using organoids to test the iron and Wnt interventions was smart too. It let them manipulate the system in ways you couldn't do in living animals.
So where do you think this research goes from here? What are the next questions?
Well, I think one big question is whether we can develop interventions to prevent or reverse this drift? Could dietary iron supplementation help, or drugs that enhance TET activity? Those would be really interesting to explore.
And I'd be curious to know more about the functional consequences. Like, does this drift actually impair intestinal function even before cancer develops? They hint at that possibility, but don't fully explore it.
That's a great point. And what about other tissues? They found this was intestine-specific, but are there analogous drifts in other organs with different mechanisms?
Right, because aging affects everything, not just the gut. There might be tissue-specific drifts all over the body, each with their own drivers.
Exactly. The authors actually mention that in their discussion. They suggest that what we think of as epigenetic drift might actually be multiple subdrifts, each with specific mechanisms and consequences.
That's a really interesting framework. It moves us away from thinking about aging as just random accumulation of damage toward understanding it as specific, potentially targetable processes.
And that's ultimately what makes this kind of research so valuable. It's not just describing what happens during aging. It's explaining why it happens and potentially how we might intervene.
Well, I think that's a great place to wrap up. Thanks for walking through this complex study with me, Alex. Lots to think about.
Thanks, Jamie. Yeah, this was a dense one, but really fascinating. If you want to read the full paper, we'll have the link in the show notes.
And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share it with anyone who might be interested in the biology of aging and cancer. We'll see you next time on the Origine Podcast.